From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Lynn Neary, sitting in for Leanne Hansen, and joining us now is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will. Good to talk to you again.
Hi, Lynn. Welcome back.
Well, tell me, what's new in Puzzle Land? What's happening since I've spoken with you?
Oh, so much. But this weekend, I'm going to be in Žilina, Slovakia, for the 4th World Sudoku Championship. An American, Thomas Snyder, is the reigning world champion, and the U.S. champion from last fall, Weihua Huang, is also on the team. So we're hoping for the best. I'll give you a report next week.
Sounds really exciting. So tell us now, if you could, repeat the challenge that you left us with last week.
Yes, I said, take the phrase, more corruptness. Rearrange these 15 letters to name a popular magazine. And I said it's a magazine this phrase definitely does not apply to. It's more an antigram than an anagram. What is it?
And the answer is?
The answer is Consumer Reports.
And I'm sorry to say I did not come up with that answer. But we did receive about 2,500 correct entries to the challenge. And our randomly selected winner is Joy Kipp from Burlington, Vermont. She joins us now. Hi, Joy.
Hello there.
Well, you live in one of my favorite cities. I love Burlington.
Yes, it's a beautiful place.
What do you do there?
I am an art teacher at a middle school in Burlington, and I am an aspiring writer.
Oh, that's great. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, postcard days.
Oh,
I've been waiting. I really hope someday to maybe get a Pulitzer or a Tony, but the thing I've most coveted is an NPR Weekend Edition lapel pin. So this is everything. I think I need to get a life.
Oh, that's great. And good luck with the Pulitzers and the Tonys,
too. Thank you so much.
So are you ready to play?
I am very ready.
Excellent. Will, meet Joy, and let's play.
All right, Joy. Well, first of all, I want to say to listeners, the challenge puzzle coming up requires a little writing, so if you want to try it, you should have pencil and paper handy. Now, Joy and Lynn, I'm going to read you some sentences. For each sentence, change one letter in just one word to completely reverse the sentence's meaning.
Ooh.
For example, if I said, the guard will not let you through the gate, you would change the T of not to a W to make it, the guard will now let you through the gate.
Okay.
Here's number one. Given the choice of gloves, I prefer these.
Given the choice of gloves, I... Lynn, are you there?
I'm thinking.
It could be either of those.
I prefer those, yes. Change the E to an O. That's
too easy.
All.
Okay.
That's too easy. They do get harder.
Good.
Here's your next one. The pastor followed a liberal interpretation of the Bible. The pastor followed a liberal interpretation of the Bible.
A literal.
Literal is right.
Oh, that's good.
After getting a new card, the poker player decided to hold.
After getting a new car.
card with a D.
A card. Okay.
The poker player decided to hold.
Fold.
Fold is right. The race started a mile away, and our car came in fast.
Left.
That's fast. The ocean cruise was everything I'd dreamed. The ocean cruise was everything I'd dreamed.
Lynn, are you there?
I have an idea. Dreaded?
Dreaded. Okay. Good job. Everything
Thank
I
you.
Dreaded. Try this one. I get scared when it's light.
Night.
Good. With any luck, the investors will spur on the deal.
Well,
With any luck, the investors will spur on the deal.
I was going to say with any bucks, but that won't work. the investors will spur on.
Well,
yeah, that's the word.
That
spur.
Is the word I'm looking at. Sour.
Sour on the deal.
That's
good
great.
One. The commissioner wants to prevent the performance of the rap group. The commissioner wants to prevent the performance of the rap group.
Present.
Present is it. And here's your last one. The chef wants to cook the turkey for 15 more minutes.
Cool.
Oh, that was
Yay!
Fast.
Joy, you're great. You are great.
Thanks. Oh, my gosh, this was so much fun.
That was a fun puzzle. I enjoyed that one, I have to say.
Thank you.
Thanks for your help, Lynn.
Great job. And, you know, earlier this week, it was Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day here at NPR. So we now have some of those special people to tell you what you have won for playing the puzzle.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get
a weekend edition lapel pin,
the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary's Thesaurus,
the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers,
the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2,
Will Short's latest book series, Will Short Presents Ken Ken Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press,
and one of the Will Short's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books.
Oh, my gosh. As a middle school teacher who's on vacation and missing my kids, that was perfect.
Oh, great. Well, let me tell you who that was. That was Amir Ardalan, Kate Rary, and Jonah Thompson. And as I said, these were all kids who were at NPR earlier this week for Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day.
That was great. Thank you so much.
Well, Joy, what's your public radio station?
I listen to VPR, and I am a member.
Oh, great. Joy Kipp from Burlington, Vermont. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us.
And thank you. Have a great time in Slovakia, Will.
Hey, thanks.
So, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes all the way from Buenos Aires, Argentina. It's a number puzzle by a very clever puzzle maker, Rodolfo Kirchan. Take these equations. 5 equals 4, 7 equals 5, 8 equals 1, and 26 equals 9. And the question is, what does 12 equal? So here it is again, 5 equals 4, 7 equals 5, 8 equals 1, and 26 equals 9. What does 12 equal?
All right, well, I'm totally hopeless at number puzzles, but I'm sure a lot of our listeners can do that. So when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. And our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks so much, Will. It was great talking with you.
Thanks, Lynn.